Hare Krishna. This is Dhanadhar Swami. It doesn't look like I have that good of reception from here. Can I be heard? Anybody like to respond to that?
We can hear you, Maharaj.
Okay. Okay. If there's any problem, I'm on my computer here too. I can be sent a note. Reading from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, Part 2, we'll continue text 32. Socha Satoch Tapa Swada Yeshvara Pranidhanani Niyamaha. The observances are, that's not where we're up to, excuse me. We're still on text 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ahimsa Satyasaya Brahmacharya Parigraha Yama. The yamas are nonviolence, truthfulness, refrainment from stealing, celibacy, and renunciation of unnecessary possessions. Om Jnana Samarasya Jnanam Jnana Salakaya Daksura Salakamyena Tasmai Sri Gute Maha Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Vipashintu Vayevaja Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Excuse me. Greetings from Vrindavan. Very pleasant time of the year, the winter, also mentioned before. You get to know the residents, the people that live here, and it's very edifying. And of course, people are always visiting Mahatma this year. Kuladeep from New Jersey, some of you know he'll be staying with me in a couple of days. So, let's get a context of it. This chapter is discussing how to achieve meditative absorption, beginning with Kriya Yoga, threefold process of austerity, study, and worship of God. And it discussed what is this perfectional meditational state that is no longer identification with the body, basically. And the body means the body and mind. And the cause of removing that injunction is the vec of discriminative discernment. You distinguish. And once distinguishing that you're not the body, and having that clear perception of the difference. Once you have clarity of vision, by that you develop the samskara, mental imprint, that sense gratification is not the end, not the goal of life, that you're not the body, but you're a spirit soul, and that keeps in check the vrittis or thoughts of ignorance and passion, which distort the mind and distort one's vision of the true self. And then one comes to a platform of absolute clarity. Now, we started last week, maybe the last 2 weeks, that this process of the platform of native absorption by purifying one's wishes or the basic mental conditions of ignorance. There's also an 8-limb method of attaining this discriminative discernment, an eightfold process that is also of Kriya Yoga. And that's called Astanga Yoga. 8 limbs, this term, Anga means parts, just like there's the Vedangas. Vedangas means, there's a contributing part. Like the Vedangas are phonetics, meter, ritual, you know, to perfect this, you know, process of knowledge in the Vedas. So there's Vedangas, there's contributing parts. They're not the ultimate objective, they're contributing parts. So similarly, in Astanga Yoga, there's 8 contributing parts to yoga. And yoga means coming to the platform of absolute meditative absorption, where one has the vision, clarity, and determination to ultimately transcend the mind and the body. So that was discussed, those 8 limbs, and naturally, you know, the limbs were listed as yam, the moral restraint, moral observances, asana, sitting postures, pranayama, regulated breathing, pratyahara, absolute determination to reject sensual impressions, and then increasing stages of meditation, prana, dhyana, samadhi. So this is a way of controlling the mind. Again, essentially the author of yoga. So, a summary of meditation as it existed at the time. So 8 limbs will also bring you to that point of subduing passion and ignorance, like a lamp of knowledge, which describes your eyes, and whereas there is luminosity, the mind, soul shines through without any structure to practice. We all have to patient mindfulness,
Okay, I'm back here. It's kind of one of those. Oh, I see. It's real muddled. Yep. Let me see. Someone send me an email. Let's see what we're happening. It seems that it's very muddled. One second. Can anybody hear me? Rutty, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Maharaj. We lost you like a few minutes ago, but then you jumped back online.
Okay. The other problem is I don't have much battery left. It's just, you know, somehow they bought a battery for me, and it's Indian batteries, don't have any in it. I have to get something in Delhi. So I may go off. So, as I said, we all have to come to this platform. Then it was a listed of the yamas, which is nonviolence, not stealing, truthfulness, celibacy, or renunciation. And the ahimsa, nonviolence, is the most important. Generally, in these type of scriptures, the introductory statements are more important. Basically, all the moral restraints are meant to give you ahimsa. Ahimsa, nonviolent, violence is material consciousness. It's based on material desires. It's why we've come to this world. It's based on the senses, looking outward. We're competing in this world. Just be honest with ourselves and see who our competitors are and how we are wishing them ill. And how envy is in our hearts. Envy is also hate. Each is vicious and mutain up. So this is the basis of the first aspect of controlling the mind. We have to control the grossest material, the manifestation of the grossest base material consciousness, which is competing with others, harming others, subtle and grossly. It's described in the commentaries, it's like an elephant's footprint. Everything else can fit in. So ahimsa has its stamp here everywhere. In purple, we describe some of the more extreme methods of sex of nonviolence, like the chains, but at least no meat eating. Violence is ignorance. It's directly against yoga, and there's heavy karmic reactions which are directly against yoga. I saw an article yesterday where kind of a more liberal press is trying to compare eating vegetables to killing animals by scientific studies, because it's such hypocrisy to promote liberalism and compassion and engage in the violence of meat eating. And many people who are liberal and humanitarian in other ways, even Buddhists, whose philosophy is based on ahimsa, have to deal with the hypocrisy of espousing a philosophy of welfare and compassion to others at the same time. It doesn't, at the same time, killing animals. It doesn't work. And nonviolence includes malice and harsh words or any posture or language that puts others in fear. Of course, the intention is important.
not just the activity. For example, a soldier may be violent, but yoga means ascetic. Yoga means ascetic. It's not what's being discussed in Bhagavad Gita, which is staying in the world and dedicating yourself to God. This is a very ascetic process. This is described in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Celibacy, no family, silence, seclusion. And therefore, in this process, you have to avoid retaliating even in self-defense, even a poisonous snake, etc. So we discussed the Ahimsa. Before my battery wanes, hopefully we'll get to something new today. The next one is truthfulness. And I'm going to read a little bit. Vyasa defines truth, the second yama, as one's words and thoughts being in exact correspondence to fact. That is, to whatever is known through the three processes of knowledge accepted by the yoga school, which is pratyaksha, anuman, and shabda, sense, perception, inference. So whatever you know to be true, whatever you've ascertained to be true, then in this beginning stage of yoga, you have to be very careful to line up your words and thoughts with the fact. If you don't, the mind becomes distorted from a pure platform of goodness. Speech, he continues, is for the transfer of one's knowledge to others and should not be deceitful, misleading, or devoid of value. Someone just sent me something, in the, somehow in the email, some devotee sending around something, and they used an article that someone had spoken 15 years ago, and to promote their sect, they promoted the article as if it was written today. And I immediately wrote them a letter and unsubscribed to however I got on it because I didn't register. So upsetting to see that level of dishonesty in spiritual movement. You can't talk about rasa and then be so deceitful on that level. I'm going to lose it. I'm really, really sorry. I got about two minutes, so I'm going to Delhi next week, and hopefully I can get a battery. And the point of here is the time the electricity goes out is right here. I'll go as long as I can and pray for the electricity to come back on. But what I'll do next week is I'll have the Chokidar come and put on the generator. Posing deceit